تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن خلق الإنسان ضعيفا صدق الله العظيم بفوائد هذا المسجد Just to remind you that whenever you do anything, have a good intention. Intention is very important. When you come into the masjid, what is your intention? Your intention is to come to the masjid to meet friends, or adjust your intention. You come to meet the ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. When you think of that and meet the ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala, then how you come to the masjid? You prepare yourself at home, you make your wudu properly too, and you got the mind made up now that I'm going now to the masjid to make ziyarat of Allah. Now tell me, when you go with that intention, you got ziyarat of Allah on the road, how much conscious you have on you? Control of your eyes, control your tongue, control your heart. You concern this much that I'm going to meet someone who is so great, the greatest. So that you have a condition. So if that person comes with that condition and he comes to the masjid, how is the mask? It's a mask of a different kind. But if he comes here in the intention of talking to this friend and that friend, then Allah Ta'ala said, okay, you came to meet me or you came to meet that person. It's how a namaz is, because namaz is said to be know how to be namaz, in the way how we suppose it is namaz. Inna salata tanna an taqshaya muka. If a person knows how to read namaz the way he is supposed to read namaz, then salat is sufficient for him to keep away from all indecent acts. Yet you find today that we come to the masjid, we came to the masjid to read namaz, we go outside, the same sin we committing, we go commit all the same things. There is no effect because the namaz what is effect, but we are not following the namaz how we are supposed to read namaz. So this is very, very important. When you come to the masjid, you must know where you came to, whose house you came to. You must be very concerned that whose house I came to. I did not come to meet with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is surprised that you came to meet me and you begin to talk to the next person. And Allah Ta'ala is surprised at the time you didn't think why in front of it. This is very important. And in this time you make salam also, you make sure you make salam. In your heart, you make salam to Farishta also. You don't have all this. You may salam the thing, you give the farista. These things are very important, which you think is small but very important in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So we must bring that condition in us, and then that's the only way you will try to become a better Muslim. In a masjid, you respect the masjid. If you respect the small masjid, when you go to Makkah, you respect it more and more. But if you don't respect this masjid, you respect that masjid. The subject today what I'm discussing is Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this world. Allah Ta'ala sent him this world for a reason. And what's the purpose of him to come? To bring about perfection in akhlaq. Bring about perfection. Because in those times before Rasulullah came, the condition of the people at that time was very bad. They don't know what's the meaning of love. They don't know what's the unity. You just bury the own child within nothing about it. This child of child all the time is fighting with one another. There's fear all the time. There's nothing of love of any kind. Prophet said that I came in the world merely to think about perfection in Allah. And in the scale of Allah Ta'ala, the scale, the justice of Allah Ta'ala, the act which is most beneficial is the act of putting others in a habit of good. If your akhlaq is good. Your akhlaq is good. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasul, give me advice, indeed. He said, put your act right. Put your conduct right. Bring out good morals. He asked again the same question. Nabi gave the same answer, put akhlaq right. Because akhlaq is the most important thing. To have good character, good morals. To be good with everyone. To be kind to everyone. To be loving with everyone. Again, when Sahabi asked the question, Ya Rasul, give me advice, he said, have good character.
He said, this event to that extent, he said, if you commit a wrong, do a good immediately. You commit a wrong, do a good immediately. Why you doing that good? The bad is forgotten. So in other words, the most important thing that we have to have in us is good character. We do not have it. For example, you see, that one lady in the time of Rasulullah, she should keep measurable fast in day, and at night she makes so much ibadah. Sahabai comes and Ya Rasul, she makes so much ibadah, but her neighbors are not happy. They are not happy. Nabi Karim said that it's merely because of this habit, a bad habit, that spoils the good habit. The good ibadah goes away too. That merely just because of this bad habit of people not happy will do, causing harm to them, whatever ibadah they are making, now just imagine that ibadah should be very old days, it can be fast, whole year it can be fast. And at night you make so much ibadah. Nabi Karim said that she's making that ibadah, she's doing everything, but because of this bad habit, has spoiled the day. The people ask, what is the best thing in this world? The best thing is good akhlaq, good akhlaq. You do not know the value of akhlaq, character. Character is the most important thing in Islam. That is why Rasulullah came in this world to be a profession for character. The person can make all the good deeds he do, but because they don't have good character, what happens to him? Nabi Karim went on to say, this much too, that person with good character in him, the good character will cause him, in other words, that good character is bring about good actions, and even on that, the sins are forgiven. The sins are forgiven, just like you find a person got good character in him, because of good character, his sins have been wiped out. Like how you find, you know, when you see the sun, how the ice melts. Likewise, the sins have been melted too. But we do not understand the thing. Once Nabi Karim said that my ummah was in sajda. Allah Ta'ala was there and there was a veil between me between Allah Ta'ala and my ummah. There's a veil. While they are in ibadah, there's a veil between Allah Ta'ala and the ummah. And the veil will only open if we mean akhlaq. Good character. One is an akhlaq. Just imagine the person is making ibadah all the time. But the veil is between him and Allah is closed. The moment he brings good akhlaq in him, good character, that veil opens between him and Allah. Many a time the person may not make so much of ibadah, of nothing ibadah. Many a time the person will not make so much of ibadah, but he self points to the next person because of his akhlaq. Because of it. Merely because of akhlaq. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a namuna, the best example of Nabi Karim. Look at the time when the Jew, he told Nabi Karim, I will not allow you to leave this place until you pay my debt. Rasulullah did not move from there. By the time of Salah, he went to leave namaz. But he came back and stood there, waited. Two namaz, three namaz, he went to namaz, he came back. And thereafter, what happened? He thereafter, he did the namaz in Rasulullah, he came back to the Salah, he came back. Then he said to him, I've seen all the qualities of Nabi in you, but I want to see one quality which I've not seen, and the quality of tolerance. Quality of tolerance. This is what we are now, weak in quality of tolerance. You cannot overlook people's faults. We cannot overlook people's whatever it is, we cannot overlook. Whatever harm they cause to us, we are not prepared to overlook those things. We are not prepared to forget anyone. Yet that person says, that's for all the qualities, that's all now you've got the quality of tolerance, he has kept Islam straight. So what I'm trying to say is that our purpose in the making of this world is to bring about good character. If you don't have good character, anybody, you know what, a person they have a beautiful clothing on. Nice clothing, a good car and all that, but he's got bad habits in him. You see, he has a car which is nice, but he's not nice. But he's got a poor car too, but he's got good quality in him. Mashallah, no matter what time the car is, the man is a man. He's someone. He is admired what? Is what is got in him. There was a king, you know, there was one Hakim Sahib. He was a very great person, he was always in the mountains. So when he came home by the city, he lied down, he was so tired. When he was tired, the king came with the army there, and he saw him sleeping there. He told that person to wake him up. Now he was not so tired, he was so many nights he didn't sleep in the jungle. Now he's shaking him up, not waking up. Now the king got angry about him. He went to him and gave him a hard kick. Still not waking up. And so after they gave him a hard kick, he woke up. So the king said, no problem. You don't know who I am. He says, yeah, I'm thinking, which beast kicked me? Which beast kicked me? Why? Because you know what is the habit of this being a beast? No one asked. He said, you know I'm a king. I said, he said, oh, you're a king, so what about it? Everything that you got by you is outside you, what is inside? If you got army with you, they can go against you tomorrow. Your clothing that you take it out, you want a king. Tell me, he said, tell me what you got in you, kya kamal rakhta andar hai. If you got the command in you, then you might have to take your crown out of the boat, they go to China. Cover also, then you will go with you. So those things are not going with you, what you're talking so much about. So he kept the king quiet. So most important thing is what is going to take us to the death. In this dunya, we can carry on the way whatever, but we have a good character. Character is very important. Everything brings about character, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam was not spread to a sword, to a jihad. Islam was spread through good character, not through a sword. Every act of Nabi Kareem you see of that was how kind he was to the people that they accept Islam. Everything that they did, he did to was good at last and what they accept Islam. If we look at it very carefully, look at Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi alayhi. One general passing by, he said to him, take me to a city, he said, shoot in the Qabristan. He showed him the Qabristan, gave him good hiding. He gave him good hiding. Then he carried him to bring the city. When he brought the city, do you know who he is? He said, Ibrahim Adam, for a shock to Allah. Now he asked for forgiveness. He said, please forgive me, I did not know. Why do you tell me, you know, they died in the city? That's why I hate you. He said, please forgive me. He said, no, that time when you hit me, that time when Allah has forgiven you. I'm not waiting for tomorrow, I'm waiting for Allah has forgiven now and now. I don't wish to forgive. That's akhlaq. Who is doing that today? Imam Khalifa rahmatullahi alayhi, of course, gave a hard cloth. What a cloth he gave him. He looked at him and told him this one, I can also hit you. I can also report you. I can do all those things. What about him? I told this Fajr Mamba. And the day of Qiyamah, I'll not enter the Jannah without you. There were people of this kind. There were people of this kind of akhlaq. We must have akhlaq in us. So that can't be rahmatullah alayhi. A person came and strangled him, he could be dying. The moment in got free, they told the people they want to take him to the police. He said, what are you taking for the police for? No, we want to have that report him. You report him for what? What will happen to his family? What will happen to this? What happened to the mother? What to the sister? What to the wife? All that. Look at where they go to. Did not think like this, but then what will happen to them is best of us to give. If I mean, every act of a Nabi, one Muslim, you know, they want to test him. Some people like to test him. You know, he's a Muslim, he will test me. He told him, I'm inviting you to come have meals. When he came to the house, he said, sorry, food is finished. Finished? No problem. Good. We're going out again, we call him again, come to me. And again he came, the same story. So he went away. The third time he called me, he said, please forgive me. I did not know what a great Muslim you are. What do you mean Muslim? What you did to me is like a dog. You call a dog to come, you come. A dog will go. So he did not think himself a great people. But he said that what you did to me is like a dog. So I did not command me. Just to show you that akhlaq they had in them, which we haven't got the akhlaq today. Akhlaq would forgive. Akhlaq would look after. Akhlaq over. One person walking up to the house, while walking, someone threw a very ashes on him. We threw ashes again on him. He started telling him, Are sir, you know, carry on. It's good. We only put ash on him. I'm good for fire. What is it? He did not even look at who that person is, what they throw. Who the person threw, he did not look at that too. He said, Are carry on, man. You know what? That is only. What? He just ashes. He is supposed to throw fire on him. So I'm trying to say to you that we have forgotten a very important thing about the thing about akhlaqiness. Akhlaq is very important. Now, you know, akhlaq is one. And one is akhlaq at home and akhlaq outside. Akhlaq outside, what is it? Akhlaq outside, what is it? No matter what you can say. You know, you can go there, you look at a big man, you tell some Islam, and you don't look at him, turn away to. Why? But akhlaq at home is also for Mahazat. Akhlaq, in which way? The wife. The wife is a person, it can become a sheikh mother. Who say that? Mahazat said. She can become a sheikh. She can make your Islam if you are prepared to make Islam. And the only way you can have that quality of prepared to make Islam is that humility. Pride will not be. Mirza Jahan Jahan Rahmatul Ali, what a great Muslim! What a great Muslim! You know, he one day he sent his khadi to make salam there. And the way the wife took off very badly. Took off very badly. He heard, come here, what happened? What happened? That she's speaking so bad about you. He said, forget bad about me. Who is she to you? Who is she to you? A father is my hero. And then she is? Jaan maafi mango. Maafi ka aur zyada sakti hogi. Ya to maafi. Look at the way they behave. My husband ji one day, I will never forget, Mehman came to the house. He said one person called Khadi Mujib, food was prepared for. From there she said, hey, listen, this is not a hotel. You're laughing now, huh? It happens to you, what happens to you? You won't talk to wife for months, Khudana said, you won't divorce her. You do that to yourself. It's very easy to laugh, but I'm telling you, when Hazrati got the message, he says, she said the right. He says, in order. But never did he remind her in all the life that why did you speak like that? Why did you speak like that? You took my izzat away because they had no izzat in the heart. They don't have that Allah in the heart is nothing else. Why? He never said that. Why? He did not even sure of it. But you and I, you know what we do for months when we talk to them. What we won't do for them? In that way, Hazrati. One day, you know, Hazrati went to the house. Food was served. Hazrati, don't eat in the afternoon. It's a lesson for us to be surprised. It's a very big lesson. To become namazi very easy. But to become insan is something. The food was one of Hazrati's sisters from Pakistan came. And she told Hazrati, aaj khana bahut achha lazeez tha, very beautiful, very tasty food. So I said, mera hissa kahan hai? Phir mai se na. Then I said, bachche log ne kha liya. Bachche log kha liya. Bahut achha ho. Not even the second waiting to like how you and I. You know, if you and I, if we are very hungry, you told the wife, numbers, make my food ready, I'll come a certain time, just make sure it's in order. Udana today, you go there and she tells you the children ate the food. What will happen? You know, all her hard work, she knows this is our condition. And has been teaching and this man. That is the way we're supposed to be. We have these qualities in us. The quality of love, good character. One day, you know, I was dealing with Hazrati telling me, I must sit down outside, and because Hazrati took me letters, about 100 letters or more, he told me, you sit down outside, and Mehman can be salam, and then go home. So it happened that, in that, I forgot, I knocked Hazrati up, I said, I'll knock you up, you can do your work. And he's knocking, so much knocking. I ran there. The more I ran there, what happened? I saw that, I opened the door, would you please help me? Now how long he must be waiting, knock at the door, knocking. And I didn't realize that. With a peshaab kani, straight away, that smile is so much with a peshaab kani. I was curious. Mera pani pani ho gaya, he was smiling at us. But you and I, we forget our house keys. You and I forget our house keys. You not ring the bell, you can see up in the toilet, you see talking from the phone, she not hear the bell, what will you do? You all your namaz is forgotten too. The wife says, what you hold the money is to? The money is gone too. Everything is forgotten. Just to tell you how important it is that this is called akhlaq. And this can only come into you if you sit in the company of pious people. Without pious people, no matter what you can do, you can do, you can eat namaz, you can keep fast, everything you can do. Until, unless you do not sit in the company of pious people, you never get that quality in you. Never get that quality, I promise you. People are going out in Jamaat, very good. People sit in the Khankar, very good. But they are sitting in the way very short. You have to spend some time with them. Hazrat Mawlana said, you go to Rahmatullah Ali, they should go to the chair for 6 months, 8 months in Makkah and Mukkah. Every one of them. They were great to the man. They didn't have to go, but they showed that we need these people. They need this. We need them also. When we go, why don't we need people? Advantage of people who are pious. Sit in their company. See what difference it made in your life. There was a Hindu, you know, Hazrat Nuri Rahmatullah Ali. His young initiative when he the Nuri means Nur should come out of his mouth all the time. But you know what kind of wife he had? Allah care for it. Allah care for it. So one Hindu came to meet him, to meet his house, Islam alaikum wa alaikum. Came to meet Hazrat. Kone Hazrat? The wife of Kone Hazrat? Who is Hazrat you talking about? And she ran the husband down and to the ground in the person and so far is her life. And she came to a bar. What must I do now? She walked to the bazaar. And while he's walking to the bazaar, he sees the people. He says, where's Hasan Nuri? Rahmatullah. He says, he's in the jungle between sticks and his jars. So now he's going for the jungle. While he's going to the jungle, he sees one person, a lion, and some sticks in a lion. Sticks in a sticks. You don't have to stick. And he's walking with a lion in the stick. That is that. Now this Hindu saw this, got frightened. Don't fright. Don't fright. The lion won't do anything to you. From the day I put the burden on myself, a wise burden, the lion is still in my head. I have the burden of my wise burden on my shoulder. In other words, not tell one word. I did not hurt her too. She told me the worst thing so, but I put on my shoulder the thing there. I carried it all the time. Now this lion is carrying my own. So when you become Allah, then you hold it. This akhlaq is something great. You do not know akhlaq is so great. I'm trying to tell you my husband's incidents, or to tell you why Hazrat has given all these incidents. To tell us how important it is that to bring about akhlaq in it. Namaz panna bahut aasan. Namaz panna, zikr karna bahut aasan. Aadmi karna bahut mushkil. You say that the situation. So he said this way, that he carried the burden of the wife. So everything, every action of his, over at that time. So one person, he told his wife, he came home and he told his wife that I'm very tired, and he made some food with him. And Vichara, you know, he ate his food. And after that, turn wife turned to eat the food. She couldn't eat the food. There was no salt in the food. You and I, no salt, what will you do? Let's say, no salt in the food at all. She said, asking, what's wrong with you? You know what? You didn't tell me no salt in the food. Every day you give me salt, there is no salt. In the kya nuksan hai? The kya nuksan hai? What is wrong if you gave me food in this way? What is wrong? I must eat the food. Just imagine that because he ate the food and she kept her heart, Allah Ta'ala forgave him. And he was a very great person, a learned person. A person sees in a dream, the other, what happened to you? He said, Allah Ta'ala did not forget any other action to tell this one action. And to this one action, Allah Ta'ala forgave him. Allah Ta'ala forgave him. So we do not know which act of ours, which Allah Ta'ala loves most. So akhlaq is the most important thing which we have to bring unto ourselves. Mahazir should always tell this to us, and I'm giving this hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before Nabi Kuntur Sahaba, you want to know any person who that is better than that person who keeps a whole year he fast. And the whole year he makes ibadah. Do you know a person, anyone better than that? Now just imagine a person the whole year is keeping fast. And the whole year he making ibadah. Can any person be better than that person? You know what it is? Mahatma is telling us this too. You know what it is? How difficult it is that whole year person keeping fast. And whole year making ibadah. Do you want to know a person better than that person? Sahaba is a shock. Ya Rasul, who can that be? See, that person who is best in Islam. That person who is best in Islam. He is best in Islam. Remember one thing. If you do not have good character in you, you can do whatever you want. If you don't have good character, you lost everything. You lost everything. In other words, this mother who is hungry to study say that Abhyanta Kaplaki has. In that case, it is akhlaq is the most important thing. Because the Muslims of today, if you want, in those days the Sahaba had come, they were so bad. Nabi had only look at them one time, and that was sufficient to them because of akhlaq. Akhlaq. So conduct ourselves in correct way, in the manner of Islam, and overlook the shortcomings. At home is more important. If you can only control yourself at home, do you know something? The most important, the worst thing in our life is anger. Anger is the worst thing. And every house, you're surprised, there's no happiness because of anger. There's no joy for anger. And why do you get angry? Who do you get angry? You get angry with those people who are weaker than you. You never get angry with those who are stronger than you. Those people who are stronger than you, you look the other side and carry on, you know what will happen to you. But why don't you look at those people, your wife and younger than you, weaker than you? Allah has brought them in the house. What they came to the house for? To become more near and closer, they did not leave their home to become. But they were to get blind up and the rest of it. No, they came to the house because more happiness, being loving. So the most important thing is Allah himself. That person looked at his wife of Muhammad. And the wife looked at the husband of Muhammad. Allah Ta'ala was a Rahman. Muhammad is called Rahman Bhutto. Muhammad is called Rahman Bhutto. This is what thing we are supposed to have in us. This is what we are looking at. That's the most important thing. We have to always try to think about akhlaq. And akhlaq can only come into us, you know, that we stay in the company of pious people. Pious people, the most important thing. I know people for years, they got angry then, the house is full of mess. They went out everywhere, did everything. But in the end of the day, there's no difference in them at all. No difference at all. Making ibadah, making the khilaf of Quran, making insaniyat. Not to hurt, you know, not to hurt someone is very important. These are dil matters. Do not break anyone's heart. Do not break anyone's heart. To keep anyone's heart is very important. Allah keep Allah alive. So this is what today my message is. I don't speak for long, but this few things I would like to tell you that this is what Hazrat has taught us. And I would like to bring to myself. Let me tell you that whenever I go wrong, when I look at the thing and I forgot my keys, I think how did he take it from me? I think of my other skill, I think you have smiling, I also smile too. And I will not make a mistake. I must, likewise, you know, the food also, when you go home, the food is not on time, please. The food not on time does not mean you take a task. No, some other work, help her. Nabi comes and help in the house. Nabi will help her. Do something, but do not get angry. Angry is the worst thing. Hazrat Ji always tell us, this was riba karbo. Sacrifice anger. He does not like anyone come to see him to say, gusta karbo. Do not be angry in you. But anger is so much unpleasant at home. There's no happiness at all. I know so many cases coming to me. You'll be surprised. They come to majlis for 1-2 weeks and they go away. And say, what happened? They cannot. What family is very bad? They cannot even improve on themselves. You know, change. You have to change, but change. Change more familiar to Allah. This is the few words I'm telling you. Allah Ta'ala Musabhu, Raman, Tawheed, Allah, Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah.